2 weeks ago, NYPD Blue said goodbye. Last week, in the same Tuesday night time slot, Blind Justice said hello. TV critic David Bianculli says that if you weren't impressed by ABC's cop show replacement in that hour, he has a better idea.
For a few million viewers, the FX cop series The Shield is no secret at all. It's been around for three complete seasons already. And its star, Michael Chiklis, was so dynamic as rogue detective Vic Mackey that he won an Emmy his first time out. Not only that, but the cable channel FX used The Shield to establish Tuesday nights as a quality TV showcase, rotating shows the way HBO does on Sundays. In 2002, FX launched The Shield. A year later, it introduced Nip Tuck, an audacious show about plastic surgeons. Last year, FX presented Rescue Me, starring Dennis Leary as a psychologically wounded New York firefighter post 9/11. And though FX will continue its rollout pattern of one new drama a year by unveiling another freshman series this summer, the news for now, beginning tonight, belongs to The Shield. This evening's fourth season premiere welcomes an additional regular to the cast, an actress who will spend the entire season playing the new captain at Vic Mackey's precinct. That actress is Glenn Close. Even though Close is a movie star, with Fatal Attraction and The Big Chill as part of her long and impressive resume, the fact that she's doing television is neither surprising nor unprecedented. Some of her very best work has been done for the small screen. One of her earliest performances, before she broke into movies as Robin Williams' mother in The World According to Garp, was in the wonderful telemovie Too Far to Go, opposite Blythe Danner and Michael Moriarty. She also played Ted Danson's wife in the controversial and classy drama about incest, Something About Amelia. More recently, she starred with Christopher Walken in the very popular Sarah Plain and Tall, and was directed by Christopher Reeve in HBO's In the Gloaming. But this is the first time she's joined a weekly TV series, and she did so because the show's creator, Sean Ryan, persuaded her that both The Shield and her character were worthy of a full-season commitment. She agreed. And beginning tonight, she plays Monica Rawling, a sort of American equivalent of Helen Mirren in Prime Suspect. That's very high praise, and based on the first few episodes, Close deserves it. Her character has a sense of humor, swears a lot, has no problem rousting gang toughs on the street, and has her own agenda. She doesn't know quite what to make of Vic Mackey at first, and it's mutual. When she accompanies Vic on a trip to try to get information out of an ex-con hanging with a tough crowd, it isn't long before Captain Rawling gets involved and starts hassling and patting down the suspect.
Hey, yo.
What up?
Somebody off the family at the Pavo Real. They drowned him in the tub and took the little kid.
First, I'm hearing it.
Yeah? I know you maggots use that motel like it's a frat house. Now you give us back the boy alive and I won't burn your cash cow to the ground.
Man, we ain't been in that spot for a minute, man.
You want to step to it, brother, get your facts straight.
Hey, big man. You want to get into it? Come over here. What's your name?
T-Gun.
Turn around, T-Gun. Put your hands on your head.
Still jousting and rousting.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if I ran in your old man.
I never knew my pop.
Yeah, well, I bet I did. What's this? What you got here? Are you on probation, T-Gun?
Yes, ma'am.
You're carrying a knife? When are you going to get it right?
Never.
The only flaw with The Shield, since it started, has been that Michael Chiklis, as an actor, is such a demanding pace car. CCH Pounder, as a detective who was denied the captaincy for being too moral, was the other only truly riveting player in the precinct. And the guest stars, especially for the first few years, weren't even worthy of being sparring partners with a talent as explosive as Chiklis. But Close is every bit his match. So much so that she comes to The Shield quietly, playing her role with an understatement that says the same thing of her character and herself. I don't have to come out with guns blazing. There's plenty of time to show what I can do. And what she does here, from the moment she first hits the screen and trades dialogue with Chiklis, makes it obvious that these two are having a great time stepping into the ring together. It'll take a while to let the simmering issues and conflicts unfold. On the better dramas, and The Shield is one of those, it always does. For 3 years now, The Shield has done just fine without Glenn Close, But now that it has her, even on a one-year loan, there's no question it'll raise its game and do even better. If you're still mourning the loss of NYPD Blue on Tuesdays, there's no better place to turn. Same time, different channel.
David Mianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.